Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Therapy sucks. Or so you thought. I know it can be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later. Studies show that couples who live together and sleep together may not actually stay together. And by studies, we mean Cameron Diaz. This term is, I guess, coined sleep divorce.
Sleep divorce.
Yes. Yeah, I was doing a little bit of homework and this popped up. We should normalize separate bedrooms. To me, I would literally, I have my house, you have yours, we have the family house in the middle. I will go and sleep in my room, you go sleep in your room, I'm fine.
After a while, you probably want your space. You want a little bit of distance, but maybe a separate room.
I think the different home is, in this economy?
Yeah. You can't even afford one home. You need me two homes? Tonight, I'll have the kids, and then you can have the kids and maybe sleep with you if you're small, and give the partner some time to kind of like get some actual sleep, especially when they're in that age where they wake up at night a lot. You know, I'm not saying they have to be like infants, but when they're a little bit older, but they're still very dependent.
Studies show that couples who live together and sleep together may not actually stay together. And by studies, we mean Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, so apparently Cameron Diaz is claiming that healthy marriages should include some form of separation when it comes to sleeping and having separate homes where it's normal. It should be normalized for people to kind of sleeping together, separate.
Correct, yes, yeah. Which this term is, I guess, coined sleep divorce.
Sleep divorce.
Yes, yeah, I was doing a little bit of homework and this popped up. And yeah, she goes on and she says, we should normalize separate bedrooms. To me, I would literally, I have my house, you have yours, we have the family house in the middle. I will go and sleep in my room, you go sleep in your room, I'm fine. And we have the bedroom in the middle that we can convene in our relations. What do you think about that? Because, you know, I brought it up with my señorita.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, that's weird. But she also sent me a video. It was like a TikTok or a reel or whatever on Instagram. Excuse me. And it was about a couple. And I think that she wasn't sure about their profession, but it was one of those, like, some days he works late and then wakes up early. And then the other one like has, like, the night out. I think it was, like, nursing maybe that they were doing.
Okay, okay, okay.
So just think of, like, the opposite schedules where it's like, okay, look, we don't always sleep in separate bedrooms. We always sleep in the same bedroom. But there will be some nights, depending on our schedules, that I'll go and sleep by myself in the other bedroom.
Right.
Not exactly like, oh, you're in the doghouse and, oh, you're not sleeping in the bed tonight. It's more so of like, hey, this is just going to make our sleep better in order for us to have a more productive, more energized day.
Yeah. I can see but that, yeah.
That's the controversy, because the couples are, she looks at me like, I don't know if I like that.
So I could see her right, saying yeah. But, well, I made this similar case to my girlfriend, and she was totally against it. She's like, no way, like, that's weird, that's just kind of like, I wouldn't want to be me. But then again, you also have to understand, we've been dating for, what, less than 3 years. 10, 15, 20 years down the line, she might think differently. Of course it's weird now because we just started dating. We don't even live together officially.
Yeah, but that's like with everything.
Yeah,
but that's what your opinion can always change.
But that's what but I'm saying is that marriage, if you're thinking long term, if you're thinking forever, it's a long time to be living with somebody. After a while, you probably want your space. You want a little bit of distance. And then not maybe not necessarily in a different home, but maybe a separate room.
I think the different home is in this economy.
Yeah, you can't even afford one home. You need me two homes.
But this is obviously like, you know, celebrity problems.
Yeah, of course.
But at least for us, I guess separate bedrooms. You know, so not sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
I'm not against the idea. I don't think it's a terrible idea. But it would only if it were something like that. You know, in terms of like our scheduling. However, maybe in the future. Like, have you ever felt like moments that you're like, well, the thing is that she doesn't live here.
She doesn't live here. Right?
Full time. Like a job.
soon she will.
Right, that's the plan. So she does it. So I guess you do have a little bit of that longing space. Yeah, because I'm thinking about it. Because like, I live with my senorita. And there's some nights that I'll stay at my parents' like, depending on my schedule, where I work and things like that. If I have to wake up early and I'm around here. And she gets a little bit salty. She's just like, you're not gonna sleep here whenever she gets inside, even though like I have to be like in Doral, like probably super early. But I don't know. There's not much time for us that we're apart. So now I'm thinking, man, maybe I can know. Cause even then, like I like coming home to her.
Right. I love spending time with my girl.
But to your point, it's probably now, maybe in the future.
Maybe down the line, maybe you want a little bit of space, you know, maybe you want to go to sleep. And again, it comes to your schedule, like even for me, there's times when she spends the night, and let's say if I have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I have to go to work, you know, imagine on a consistent basis, maybe you need a little bit of a separation where you can not interfere with each other's sleeping patterns and schedules.
Right.
I can see that.
And that's kind of, so then I kept reading this article that it popped up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, often called sleep divorce, sleeping separately from a spouse might sound like a red flag at first, which I think, you know, initially you're like, why? Right. Only if people don't want to be with each other is when they, right? And then it's, but after all, the bedroom is more than just a place where we sleep and make love. The marital bed is also a time-honored symbol for our very union. And then it goes, when couples sleep separately, sleeping together can often lead to us not sleeping. So that's the issue. So for example, if your partner snores, your sleep might be heavily disturbed, even if you don't realize it. A snoring partner can disrupt your sleep cycle multiple times an hour, preventing you from getting into that deep restorative REM sleep that is essential for our brain and bodies. Let's see, over the temperature and blankets. So maybe like we just don't have like, you want to sleep when the room is really, really cold, and maybe I like it when it's really hot.
Yeah.
So then how do you compromise in the bed? For me, it made a lot of sense when it comes to like just early scheduling. So imagine if she just like, she finished a wedding and super really like late. It's like midnight when she comes back. And then I have to wake up, for example, like at 5 a.m. or some shit. Like I would, like for that, I'd be like, listen, sleep in the room. I'll sleep in the other one. But I can't see her accepting that.
No way. She would not. And sometimes it's nice when you're sleeping and your partner comes late home, you know, like, and they come and they cuddle you and they snuggle you and you're like, oh, fuck. Good to have you here. So I guess it just depends. But I don't like this whole blanket statement of like, oh, that's unhealthy, that's bad for you. Like,
it's not entirely a red flag.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Maybe, what is it, a beige flag?
Oh, is that a flag?
I don't think it's a flag, though.
Could be one.
Could be.
Let's wave the beige flag. Coffee flat.
I guess we should ask the audience and see what they think. Maybe it has worked for some people. Funny enough, my grandfather used to snore like a maniac. And so my grandma, she couldn't take it anymore. So she would move her stuff. Like they would lay in the bedroom, in the master bedroom, and she would read, and my grandpa would watch TV, whatever. And then when it was time to go to sleep, she would take her book, walk across the hallway and go into her separate room. And that's where she would sleep. And she did it for years. The last years, they did it. And it worked for them. You know, it worked for them.
Did anyone ever question or was there any
explanation
for it? You guys just accepted it?
Yeah, because she would say like, oh, like he snores. And it
was that bad.
It was really that bad. And he didn't want to do any other, you know, surgery or anything like that. And at that point, I don't even know if they had anything like that. And this was years ago. But so it worked for them. So that kind of like goes into that argument. It's like, if it messes up with your sleep, if there's snoring involved, heavy snoring, and I don't think there's anything wrong. Because they would still be together in the bedroom, reading, talking, and all that stuff. But when it came to sleeping, she would just walk across the hallway with her book or her magazine and close the door, and that's it. So it could work.
Man, you know, with that, using that as a reference, I mean, if you think about it, what happens when you're sleeping? Like, what are you and your partner doing when you're sleeping?
Sleeping.
Exactly. You know, so does it really matter where you sleep? Because, okay, very similar to how how they were doing
it. Yeah, yeah.
Where it's in the sense of, hey, like, let's get in bed and watch a movie together. You know, let's hang out, talk. Oh, my God, it's time for bed. Okay, let's turn off all the lights. I'll go this way, you go that way.
And sometimes maybe one partner doesn't want to go to sleep yet. What if I want to go to sleep, my partner wants to keep watching movies? Then it's like, you know, because that happens sometimes with us. It's like, well, I want to go to sleep. And then I'm like, yo, let's go to sleep. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm not tired yet. And then, so what is a compromise? So in an ideal world, you might have a separate room where if you want to go to sleep, you can go to sleep. If you want to watch TV, you can watch TV. So, you know, I'm interested to see what the audience thinks. But also next month we have Dr. Hissi. Maybe we can ask him, you know, what he thinks because he has more experience. He's been married for decades. Maybe he sleeps in a separate bedroom at night.
I don't think so.
You can ask
him. But maybe.
We'll ask him. We'll put a pin on it. But we'll have to hear what people think.
So a quick break to talk about our sponsorships. AG1, we just got a partnership with them, and it's been amazing. How's it been going for you?
Man, AG1 is awesome. I've been taking it for a little bit over a month now. We both have. And first thing in the morning, it's super quick to take. It's a kind of all-in-one package. It's a powder form. It makes it water nice and cold, good tasting, and it gives you everything you need. Helps you with energy, helps you with your gut health and immune system. I mean, overall, it's a great product.
Yeah, my favorite thing is I take it in the morning as soon as I wake up. That way, on my way to the gym, I'm already getting the fuel that I need. And one thing that I really like about it is that it doesn't upset my stomach as it would if I'm taking a whole laundry list of vitamins.
Yeah.
So it really starts my day with literally everything that I need to get right. And what I like about it is that as soon as I take it in the morning, it's almost like a mental check for me to say, you know what, I'm doing something for me. Because I know that, I mean, if you think about it, you wake up in the morning, you just go straight to work, you don't really eat anything. So it's like, you don't have anything in your system. At least with this, you know that the first thing that you do every single day is that you're taking care of yourself. It's a full replacement of all these other vitamins and minerals and everything that you could be buying individually that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So for literally one price, you're literally getting a full array of nutrition in a pack, in a scoop, whatever you want to do. And fortunately for us, we do have the sponsorship that with AG1, it not only are you getting like the whole subscription of it, but we're also including 5 travel packs as well as a year supply worth of the vitamin D.
For sure.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the vitamin D or the drops. So you can just take 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 drops depending how much you want to take. And you just in the morning too, super quick. And what I love about the fact is there's not a bunch of pills that you have to take, which is what you were saying earlier. It's just like one scoop, a couple of drops, and that's it. Ready to go.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that just throughout the day, I don't know if it's like in my head that I'm taking it or if it's the fact that it's actually working, but I want to believe that it is because I feel amazing when I'm doing it. I feel more efficient. I feel like my stomach is also responding better to things when I eat. My energy levels are also better. And again, it really sets the tone for the rest of the day when I take this. So fortunately for us with this partnership, if you want to take ownership of your health, you know, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. In order to do so, go to drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
Well, if you are thinking about it, apparently there's some pointers, I guess, of what it is that you could do. It says here in the article, first, if you're going to make the move to separate bedrooms, you need to sit down and have an intentional discussion. Make sure you're both in agreement and that neither of you feels abandoned or unwanted. Next, figure out when and how you will have intimacy. Okay. When will you lay together and cuddle? When will you make love? You don't have to sit and schedule it weeks in advance, but you do need to consider it. Will you still cuddle each night before you go off to separate beds? Will you wake each other up for intimacy when there is time? Will you still have date nights once or twice a week in which you share a bed? Finally, use this as a chance to recommit to your love life. Separate bedrooms gives you the chance to be more intentional about your intimacy. It can be exciting to sneak into each other's rooms when the kids are asleep or to surprise your partner with a night of passion when they least expect it. And best of all, you will both be well-rested and have plenty of energy. Too bad. I also saw a video that they talked about that exactly. Where they're like, we have our own 2 separate bedrooms where we'll have like almost like sleepovers in a sense. Where it's like, if I want to just go over to her place, you know, I get to go over to her place if I need my own space. Or like, think about it almost as if you have like a man cave or an office. Imagine if you're able to have like a Murphy bed in here.
Yeah.
Right. And then you're always working and maybe like, you know, you're on the computer editing, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And she's probably doing her own thing. It's like you have your office and like you just knock out here, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm done here. Hey, I'm going to go hang out with you. Like, okay, I'm going to sleep over your place tonight. So then you go, and then you also create that like sense of longing, that little bit of distance where you're like, man, like you get excited now when you want to like sleep with them and see them again because you don't have them all the time. That was like the video.
I like that. I like that. Also, after you've been together for a while, that could be like a playful way of, you know, like, you know, engaging in a date, you know, a date night, staying at home, watch a movie. You make popcorn and bring it over.
Or maybe you like fix your place up a little bit, you know, upgrade some things as a surprise. And you're like, hey, I want you to come over. I have a surprise. And check like, it out. You got it nice and shit.
You know, especially if there's kids involved too. I could see that tonight I'll have the kids and then you can have the kids and maybe sleep with you if they're small and give the partner some time to kind of like get some actual sleep, especially when they're in that age where they wake up at night a lot. You know, I'm not saying they have to be like infants, but when they're a little bit older, but they're still very dependent. You know, I talked to a lot of parents and it's like, bro, I can't get any sleep. So it's like, what's the point of none of us getting any sleep when we could just kind of like switch it up? Maybe one night you get to sleep, I take the kids. Next night we switch it up or whatnot. You know, that might be something that's feasible for some parents. So, you know, I'd be open to that. You gotta look into these things. And if you have the space, you know?
Yeah, I think that might be a good way. It kind of reminds me of the way that I remember Andre from
Zoom. Yeah, yeah.
That how he kind of structured with his children where he's like, the girl's got the kids. I'm just focused on this. That way, when I have the kids, it's all, like, whatever. I'm, like, fully invested in. So it's in a way where instead of you kind of just trying to work things together and find the balance, it's like we create the balance by you going all in. And I'm going all in.
Yeah.
So we're both there.
Yeah.
But if we're both trying to, sure we can. But if we're both going and trying to invest as much time in it as possible, we're still balanced.
Yeah.
It works. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
I like that. Yeah. So this is advice, or I guess a topic coming from two people who live in basically one bedroom apartments. So we're here talking. Oh, it's like a bedroom. Yeah, bro. I wish.
True. Actually.
Yeah. So take everything with a grain of salt. But hey, let us know what you think down below. Let us know, you know, what your thoughts are. If maybe you'd consider sleeping in a separate bedroom or a whole separate house.
If you're going to buy it.
Yeah. It's gone. I don't know. But more so, maybe you've already done it. Like, maybe you've been thinking about it. Or maybe people who are watching have already been doing it. Hey, let us know if it's worked for you or if you've tried to bring up the conversation and see how it goes.
Let us know.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Ciao, guys. Next time.